It is time once again to shine a low wattage spotlight on Brooke and Jeffrey's Hero of the Week.
I feel like, I feel like we just have a flashlight.
Yeah. It's just a Bic lighter at this point.
Okay.
Today's hero isn't even human.
Oh.
It's a six-month-old puppy named Iron.
Oh, Iron, I love you, Iron.
What kind of puppy?
Iron.
Iron loves three things in this world: getting belly rubs from unlicensed massage parlors, licking peanut butter off of his sleeping owner, and getting totally yoked at the gym.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, is that why they call him Iron?
Because every week, Iron's owner, a 22-year-old guy in New York, takes him to the gym with him. So that the pup can spot him on the bench press, can run on the treadmill, and claim workout equipment by marking it first.
No way!
Those dumbbells are mine.
So that's the smell of the gym. Interesting.
Now, what's the gym's official policy on bringing dogs there? Mm-hmm. Iron's owner says, quote, I don't know.
I don't know. Don't even check. It doesn't matter.
The employees never say anything, so I'm guessing it's fine.
This is my baby.
Yeah.
Now, did Iron get off his leash one time and interrupt another gym member, causing them to drop a weight onto themselves, which led to a verbal confrontation between his owner and several strangers?
I have a feeling you're not going to say no.
Maybe.
Okay.
It may have happened.
Imagine trying to bench or squat a whole bunch
and then
the dog comes up.
At least the person got hurt, not the dog.
At some point, can we just not bring dogs everywhere? I hate to be that person.
Okay.
But
that's an interesting question. But I think the more important question that nobody seems to be asking is, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Iron
almost hurt someone severely. I don't know if Iron's a good boy.
But, so even though he may have caused some physical injury to other people, and 98% of the internet seems to agree that dogs should not be allowed inside of a public gym.
Yeah, there you go.
Iron is still our hero of the week.
Stick with it.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's honor Iron by getting into the shot collar question of the day.
Okay.
With the runner-up hero of the week, Digital Jake, who has marked the shock collar right before he brought it into the studio.
Who's a good boy, Jake? You are.
I'll win it one week.
What's going on, man?
As radio hosts, the four of you are around music almost constantly.
Uh-huh.
It plays on speakers all over the office. It runs in the studio in between talk breaks. And you've even met some of the biggest artists in the industry, like when Alexis spoke with Grammy-nominated singer Lizzo for an interview.
That
was just an actress we hired to prank her as fake Lizzo.
Do you want me to start crying again?
Yeah. but you also met the unreal one.
Yeah, and we have spoke with other legit superstars in the biz, like when Jose interviewed Ryan Tedder from the band One Republic.
That was
a prank, too. That was another actor.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Have we ever actually talked to a legit legitimate artist on this show, or they all just pray?
The only time I have is before I started working here.
Okay.
It sounds like this show
real
is
radio stations.
This show sounds pretty gullible when it comes to music artists.
Yeah.
So will you fall for it again when we do a special music trivia edition of the one and done shock collar question of the day? Jose?
Oh, I'm first?
Since you interviewed One Republic, you're going to go first. Jose, while Miley Cyrus made the song globally popular, Wrecking Ball was first offered to the producers of the Hangover movie franchise, who planned on having Mike Tyson sing it in the final movie.
Is that true or false?
There's no way.
Come on, do a Mike. Who's got a Mike Tyson impersonation? I came in like a wrecking ball.
It came in like a wrecking ball.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't make sense to me because I'm thinking it wasn't a popular song. I just would think that he would sing a song that would relate to the punch or something, and everybody would
kind of relates, right? Like, he's a wrecking ball. He comes
in
to Vegas.
Yeah, but he would more be like, Mama said knock you out, and then he would punch the guy. You know, like something that's already been established. So I'm going to say this is false.
Jose said so funny.
False, and this is false. It was offered to Beyonce first, and Beyonce said no, and then it went to Miley Cyrus.
It doesn't sound like a Beyonce hit, not the vibe.
Mm-mm. Jose, you're safe. Let's go to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, known for being a one-hit wonder, the band Chumbawamba had a hugely popular song called Tub Thumping.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know the group came up with their name after getting drunk one night and watching Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
The drummer was so wasted he couldn't pronounce Chewbacca's name and called him Chumbawamba. Is that true or false?
That's so funny.
That song I loved when it came out. I get knocked down.
But I get up again. Yeah, never gonna keep me down.
I honestly remember reading something crazy about their name or tub thumping. I can't remember which, and I don't remember what the article said because it was so long ago.
They seem like Star Wars fans.
But it was like a fun fact.
No, I don't know that they feel like Star Wars fans either, but I love the idea of it because I think it's so funny. So I'm going to say it's true.
Good.
Brooke said true, and that is...
False. Too good.
They just made the name up to sound unique.
It was too good.
Brooke's getting shocked.
I got knocked down.
But you'll get up again.
Alexis. Before her music career took off, as a child, Billie Eilish had a guest role as Cecilia Halpert, the baby daughter of Jim and Pam on The Office.
No.
Is that true or false?
What?
Do you know what her parents did? I think that that's a good look, right?
Because
I don't know. Both her and her brother write the music together.
I'm more thinking about the age of it. Like, if it would even line up, there should be a baby when The Office was still coming out.
She's 20 right now.
She's like 21 or 22. Yeah.
And so
right
this
now.
Would have been too back when she was like really into wearing big clothes. To like protect her body. Could you imagine just like a giant oversized sweater on her baby?
A onesie that doesn't fit?
Yeah. It's like for a 5-year-old.
I mean, I just don't know if her parents were in the entertainment industry.
She doesn't seem like she was like grew up as a baby in the industry. I don't think it's true, Jake.
Alexis said false, and that is false.
Oh.
Although Billie Eilish is a huge Office super fan.
Okay. She would have loved it.
She would. Yeah. Jose and Alexis are safe. Brooke is getting shocked. Over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
CDs are still an incredibly popular format to purchase music in Japan. In fact, 60% of all music sales in Japan are in CD form.
What?
Is the real number higher or lower than 60%?
Whoa.
Japan is like the hub of future technology.
Yeah, they are tech city.
Why would they be still on CDs? I have seen a documentary that says all of the Tower Records are still open in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big
It's like the only
you.
Place that they have like Tower Records that still is an operational
that
place.
They
could
so
be like hipsters
crazy.
Where they're like, oh, we still like it because it's like
Or maybe
school.
They're just like, I love it when a song skips.
The danger in it?
Yeah, like...
is it higher or lower than 60?
Only a couple percent.
I think it is pretty high, but I don't think it's 60. I'm going to say it's slightly lower.
Ooh.
Jeffrey said lower, and that is... incorrect.
No
it's
way!
Higher.
Wow.
With CDs and records, it's actually 70% of all music in Japan is in physical form.
CDs.
Wow.
What?
Brooke and I are going to be taking a shock today, and somebody wanted to hear Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
Why is that?
All I wanted was to break your wall.
Don't break my walls, guys.
Oh, that's your shock collar question of the day. We got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.